This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So today I've come up Igman Mountain, which was a site of the first Bosniak brigade in the Bosnia War. Many Shaheeds here and a lot of bravery. And I think today's video we need to explore the fact that Bosnians do not want to be seen as victims of genocide or survivors. They are brave people who've come through it and continue to fight for their country politically, subhanAllah. And so we're going to see a place in the mountain. I'm really excited, made of wood, which is the masjid built by the fighters here during the Bosnian War. And subhanAllah, we're starting to fill up for Jummah now, alhamdulillah. So there is, as you go in, here is a poem, and it's pretty emotional. You can see here Muhajirin. It was as if the men made had to become an exiled community up in the mountains, fighting for their rights with beauty, and here's a respect for the Shaheed. Oh my God, I'm gonna rush in now, but it's something incredible to build. Just 29 years ago they've been making that under fire all around, and the siege of Sarajevo, subhanAllah. I feel really honored to be here.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
So after this wonderful peaceful prayer in the hut where the brothers used to pray, this wonderful sister looked after me so much. She put a rug underneath me and she made sure I was warm and make dua for her and all her family. I mean, thank you. Oh, the quality of the people here, subhanAllah. Whew, that was moving.
Yes, assalamu alaikum. So most of the people, it's like a reunion of the soldiers who used to join the military in Bosnia. Pretty much everybody with the black shirt, we all know them, we all know each other. It's just like... Another brigade who was the same thing as the soldiers during the war. And he was one of the best things we had. And he was one of the best things we had. Like, we all remember him in a good time.
Brother Orhan, assalamu alaikum. I didn't understand the khutbah, but it seemed to be, you know, quite a lot about Bosnia Herzegovina. I heard jihad, I heard resistance, you know?
Yes, so the khutbah in the war masjid was in the... on that same topic of war, because we had we didn't know it's happening today, but we had visit of a 7th Muslim brigade from the war. So Imam was commander of that same brigade, so he just mentioned few incidents from their fighting here and other parts of Bosnia, how difficult it was, and in same time how wonderful it was because of their brotherly love and motivation they had to fight for each other, and how one of them that was sitting actually next to me had no leg, and he lost it looking for his injured brother, and he stepped on a landmine. He was also very emotional because he said he really feels same like in those times, and he was trying to urge everybody else who was not there, who's younger like me and other generations, to think of that.
Salam alaikum, ja sam Harun Horić. Vi koji ćete gledati ovaj video, evo, temelji ove džamije.
But the foundations of this masjid
su krv naših šehida.
Are on the blood of our shuhada, the martyrs.
Ruke i noge naših gazija.
And body parts of our warriors.
Suze majke koje slale svoje sinove u borbu.
And the tears of mothers were sending their sons to fight.
Suze jetima i mazluma kojima je načinjena nepravda.
And the kids who were orphaned by the war.
Nego je važno izgraditi džamiju u srcima ljudi.
And the message that we spread with this message is that the building itself is not as important as that we build the mosques in our hearts.
I vojnik i komandant i neko koji je bio svo vrijeme uz diverzante od početka do kraja.
Since the imam was in many different levels in the army from beginning of the war and also with fighters in the front line, there are many, many incidents to talk about.
Danas su me obuzele i na hudbi i prije toga emocije, s obzirom da su tu neki od mojih saboraca koji su krvarili zajedno sa mnom.
And today it's a special moment for his special khutba because he is visited by his co-fighters from the war who bled together with him and were fighting with him. So
najmanje 10 mladih ljudi je izdahlo na mojim rukama.
At least 10 of his young fighters died on his hands during the war.
Gledao sam taj zadnji nefes kad izlazi duša iz tijela.
And he had the chance in those moments to see the actual moment when the body parts from the soul. And
bio sam prisutan kada nagaze na minu pa izlačenje čovjeka bez noge, bez ruke.
Or he would see him first hand when somebody steps on a landmine, so when they have to extract somebody who is badly injured and wounded.
To su sve ponaosob kerameti kod nas.
All of those moments are themselves wonders, keramets.
Zbog vas ispričat ću kratko jednu, skratit ću jednu priču koja je prilično opširna. U decembru 1992. godine,
in December 92.
Od 19. do 24. decembra sam bio sam u četničkoj teritoriji na Jahorini u snijegu na minus 15 stepeni.
From 9th to 24th August, December. From 9th to 24th December, Imam stayed in the enemy, inside of enemy lines in the snow for all these 4 days, so to 4 dana. 4 days behind enemy lines.
3 dana i 3 noći potpuno sam.
3 days and 3 nights completely alone in snow.
Tu akciju doživljavam kao iskušenje na koje Bog stavlja svoje robove.
This is one of the examples how Allah tests his slaves, and that's how he sees it.
Za mene je to bilo i ono Musaov, ona jekin, ono uvjerenje u vjeri.
That for him was like experience of Musa alayhi salam to build up yakin, that was his own experience.
Kaže, vjerujem, ali daj da te vidim, ono, znaš, yeah. Musa.
When Musa asked for proof for his belief, he felt the same way, that this was the further testing for his belief.
I ja sam tada, prelazeći preko četničkih naših linija, jednostavno shvatio da nema smrti dok je Bog ne propiše.
And through those few days he really saw first hand that you cannot die however it looked to you until Allah prescribes it.
I moment kada sam postao svjestan da sam preživio.
And the moment when he actually realized that he is not going to die.
Kada su me zaustavili naši vojnici na našoj liniji.
When he was stopped by our soldiers inside of our lines.
Učinio sam jednu seđdu gospodaru.
He did a seđda in that moment.
I nikad više nisam mogao ponoviti slast te seđde do danas.
Until that seđda, until today, he could never repeat same seđda, same gratefulness that he felt in that time. Where did you see fit?
Thank you so much.
Salam
alaikum. May Allah continue to bless you, to give victory to Bosnia, to protect the lands of the Muslims,
da zaštiti Bosnu i zemlje Muslimana i na
svijetu, to give our brothers great hearts and strong hands,
da nam da velika srca i snažne tijela,
our sisters' courage,
i hrabru sestara isto,
and above all of us iman.
Iman.
Amen. Hvala vam. Salam
alaikum. We have so many front lines, just never forget that next to Italy is a fissure of survival for the Ummah. Salam alaikum. How are you, brothers? Nice to meet you. May Allah bless you. And
call it.
Walaikum salam. Salute these brave people. May Allah keep us in peace and keep them in peace and protect Bosnia and all of the Balkans. I mean,